Begin the call this morning, as we will each week, with the head coach of the University of Maine, Joe Harris-Simiak. Good morning, Coach Harris-Simiak.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Before we get started and looking what it's a big game for you guys on Thursday night, how has the preseason practice gone for your team?
It went well. You know, I think just starting off and a little bit earlier than we have in the past, so we were able to kind of plan out some off days and things like that, and you know, we had two really good scrimmages with the guys that'll be you know, kind of in the two deep, and then our third scrimmage was kind of reserved for just a lot of our younger guys and guys that probably will be redshirting. So overall, I think we had a good plan. You know, weather was good for sure. It got a little hot for us up here, but nothing crazy. And you know, I think we had a detailed plan, and it ran right now. It's going accordingly.
Big question is everybody deals with in preseason. Your team pretty healthy heading into week one?
Yeah, we are. We're pretty healthy. You know, I think we had a good detailed plan of days off, treatments, lifts, and I think we're doing pretty well. You know, we'll have everyone that we thought we were going to have, and certainly, I mean, this time of year, it's just, you know, you're coming out of camp and you got into game week, so sure, there's some soreness and all that stuff, but I think the adrenaline will be pumping, and then we should be ready to go.
We're joined by Maine head coach Joe Harris-Simiak. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad, and we've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Tamika.
You have a question from the line of Kyle Kinsing with Athlon Sports.
Coach, with preparing for week one being a conference game and a rivalry game, do you find that your approach has to be a little bit different than maybe if you're opening with a non-conference?
You know, I think the biggest difference is just kind of leading up to this point. You know it's your rival, you know it's a conference game, and the game's always usually at the end of the year. So I think just the off season and leading up to it, you know, because you're always thinking about your first game no matter who it is, but certainly this, with it being a conference game and a rival game. So we try and keep it the same, but I think we'd be lying if we didn't really realize who it was and the significance of it. And certainly with how important our conference schedule is, with playing two FBS games every year, you know, it really puts a lot on it.
And I would imagine you don't want to look ahead, but if you guys do win the Musket, do you have any special plans as far as where that will go or anything like that?
Haven't even discussed that yet. You know, it's hard enough preparing for them and getting us to be disciplined and be in the game, so...
sure.
I guess if that happens, I'll put it anywhere it wants to go.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Tamika, you can get our next few questions.
Your next question is from Mike Lowe with the Portland Press.
Hey, Joe. How you doing today?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, just wondering, obviously, with the passing of Darius Minor, it really... changed the beginning of your training camp. How has the team responded? You know, as camp has gone on, and you know, and what you guys plan on doing possibly to honor him going into the game?
Yeah, you know, certainly, you know, there was no game plan or set of rules on how to deal with that, and we tried just to make everything about Darius and his family, and tried to, you know, really do whatever they needed from us. And certainly it's been something to get through. I think, you know, ultimately time will help, but I, you know, it's probably still too close to help too much. And, you know, we've talked about it as a team on several occasions, you know, that we have to live our lives differently because someone doesn't get to do that anymore. You know, someone doesn't get to live out their dream and all those things. So, we've certainly touched on it. You know, in terms of what we will do to honor him is certainly, A, the way we live our life and we go about things from here, because we've been through a traumatic event, and, you know, we speak to the guys about how we have to change some of the things we do in terms of just appreciating everything and not taking stuff for granted. You know, no one will wear 39 for the next 4 years. We know that. We will have decals on the helmet that we will wear in honor of him. We will also have a moment of silence, which every CAA game, you know, we'll have this week, and his family will be up. You know, we'll do some personal stuff with them, but you know, really, it's for them to see, you know, kind of why that kid was so excited about being here, and really just to show them, you know, what this place is all about.
All right, Joe. Joe. Thanks. When you look at this game, Joe, and I know you touched on it a little bit, but is there more of a sense of urgency when you're playing them, early in the year like this?
I don't think there's more of a sense of urgency. I just think it grabs your attention more, like I just said. I just think it's something that you think about for a while, and you're always thinking about your first game. And like I said, with our schedule, it's just that the CAA games are just, not that they're not important to other teams, but with two FBS games and only one FCS out of conference, it's even more important that we get off to a good start here. And really, it grabs your attention because it's your rival. So, and I think that's extremely important in college football, to understand the importance of a rivalry game. So, we've got about preparing in the right way. They're very talented. We have, I say this all the time, but there's no one that we respect more, including myself, than them in terms of their program, what they've done, Coach Mack. And because I know that they probably faced a lot of the logistical challenges that we face. It's just something we've got to be ready for. We have to be disciplined, and our guys will be excited, and I think the game the last 2 years has just been an unbelievable game to be a part of. So certainly we've come up on the short end, but it's just great CAA football to kick it off with these two teams battling it out.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
Yep.
Your next question is from the line of Larry Mahoney with the Bangor Daily.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, Joe. Two quick questions. One, this will be the second year you've played New Hampshire at the start of the season. Your students won't be back till the following week. Do you revisit this after this game and think about going back to playing at the end of the year? Number one. And number two, obviously they've had your number of late. What do you have to do to beat them?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that it's mandated now that the game will be at the end of the year. I think the league has said that all rivalry games will be played at the end, which I do believe in. It should be. We won't have to deal with this anymore. And then in terms of just the game approaches, we have to be disciplined in everything we do. I mean, they're extremely well coached. They do not make a lot of mistakes. In my time here at Maine, going against them, we just got to be disciplined. We got to allow our physical talents to kind of take over in critical moments, but you only can do that if you're confident in what you're doing. So that's really been the message. It's all been about that mental toughness that we need to get over this and to play a good game. And, we just want the opportunity in the fourth quarter like we have had in the last 2 years, and we just got to make plays. They've out-disciplined us in the fourth quarter. They've made plays we haven't, and now we have to fix that. And the only way I know how to do that is to put them in situations in practice, continue to talk about it. But our discipline will be, 1A and 1B here in this game if we can get it done.
Thanks.
Yep.
Joe, let's take a look at your team. First, on the offensive side, five starters back, but one big difference this year when we were speaking entering this game a year ago, Chris Ferguson was making his first ever collegiate start. Now it's year two. What have you seen from him in preseason practice as far as his growth, and just kind of take a look at your offense as a whole?
Yeah, first with Chris, I think it's just that confidence that, I kind of just talked about. He prepares the right way. He takes time to watch a lot of film, to get with the coaches. And I think I've just seen throughout spring ball and camp now that kid's confidence has risen to another level. And certainly I think more importantly, the guys that are surrounding him have more confidence in him. So it's really good to see. I think that the timing of things, the gelling, I guess you would say, of being, together for a longer period of time has helped. And then, surrounding Chris is certainly, I feel like our wideout group is talented. We got a lot of guys back and a lot of guys with a good CAA experience. So I'm looking forward to that. Certainly, Drew Belcher got thrown into tight end last year right away when we made the decision to go to Ferg, and now he's had a spring ball and a camp under his belt to learn the tight end position. So, we're excited about that as well. And in the backfield, certainly, I think we got have two good guys, quality guys that will feed off each other, and Ramon Jefferson and Joe Fitzpatrick. And certainly O-line, we have to fill some spots. But the way I look at that is we've always, at some point, guys got to play for the first time. And we have talent there. They've been doing a good job. Certainly they'll be thrown in the fire, Thursday night. But at some point they got to play for the first time. So I think they're prepared. They care a lot. And we should be off on the right foot.
Defensive defensively, a lot more experience, eight starters back, experience really at every level of your defense and the Black Hole tradition. How good can this group be?
It'll all come down to their discipline, as I stated before. You know, you mentioned, I think it's 8 out of 11 guys back. Our pretty much our front seven is back, with all gaining valuable CAA experience, which I talk about all the time. I think is critical into at least our program's development. You know, guys like Kayon Whitaker, Charles Mitchell, our linebacking core is back, Taji Lowe, Jerron Grayer, Sterling Sheffield, Deshaun Stevens has had a great camp. So we're confident in that group. I think why that is because, you know, the checks come out faster, they see things faster, and when you're playing for the first time against some of these quality offenses, especially New Hampshire's, you're going to have to react. You know, Manny Patterson's back at quarterback. He's been a go-to guy for us. You know, we trust him a lot in one-on-one situations. And certainly we have two veteran safeties that are seniors that have been playing off and on. But, you know, it'll come down to their discipline, how well their eyes are disciplined, because we will get a lot of different looks. And certainly, you know, we're just, I guess, looking forward to the challenge and seeing how we stack up.
One more question from media member before I let you go, if you can get that for us, Tamika.
We have a question from Mike Lowe with the Portland Press.
Joe, you talked about offense and defense. Special teams has obviously has been a big factor in this game the last 2 years, especially in the kick game. What do you see, do you feel confident in that this year going into the season? And how has Kenny Doak developed over the year?
Yeah, I pretty much feel, you know, the same way I did last year, which was confident. I mean, Kenny had a great camp. If you go back last year, certainly he struggled in the game. This was his first collegiate game, so, you know, he's our guy. You know, we've invested in him, and he had a good spring ball. He's had a good camp again. It's just, it's like all of them. You never know until the lights come on how they're going to do, and we try and replicate things in practice, but he's been very confident, and we like that, and certainly, you know, with the punting situation, is there's going to be another guy out there for the first time, and he's going to have to get it done. So, you know, we're confident in him. They practice well, but there's nothing you can do to mimic Thursday night. You can just kind of talk about it and do the best you can in practice. But overall, you know, I think we're in a good spot.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, Joe, thanks for the time this morning. It's great catching up with you, and we'll talk again next Monday.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks.